We're on. Okay. Well, sounds great. Hey, guess what? Few technical difficulties, but that's what being on the road is all about. Hey, I'm Ann Eller out here at the links of Stony Point. Another day of pro-am play. Lots of the gals out there practicing on the course. I tell you what, there are a lot on the putting green and, of course, people playing. And this is beginning to look like a big tournament. We've got caddies, first aid, cart drivers, food, concession sales, marshal spotters, parking, traffic, scoring starters, volunteer center, welcoming and security right here at the gazebo. We're fortunate enough to be able to broadcast again right here from the gazebo right next to the brand new pro shop at the links of Stony Point. Oh, so how you doing this afternoon? Certainly hope you are going to enjoy. We actually have a couple of interviews from yesterday that we didn't get on the air because they were just a little late getting here. But let me tell you, Andy, if I don't know whether you got them, but they're right up there on the server under Deer Creek, yes, that folder that we created under a new day with a new date on it. So if you'd make sure you get those in queue so we can play those in just a minute, that would be great. We got to talk to Blair O'Neill and Jen Stevenson. That's right. You know, a lot of people know Jen Stevenson for that, I guess it was in Playboy, where she posed with a bunch of golf balls sitting in a bathtub. And she tells us all about that experience. She also tells us about some of the organizations that she's been involved in and how they played golf yesterday. I tell you what, it was pretty interesting. But I'll let you hear it from Jan here in just a second. I don't want to spoil that. So coming up in just a second, we will be talking with her. Also, yesterday, I got the opportunity to talk to Blair O'Neill. Now, a lot of people know her from her Sports Illustrated swimsuit and from Golf Digest, and she's also a professional golfer. She actually won one of the big breaks there, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. She's been on Big Break Golf twice. One time she won, and one time she was first runner-up. So pretty, pretty awesome. To be able to talk to these two gals. They were both playing with the one and only Jim Medford yesterday. He said he didn't know how that happened. It was just a blind draw, and it wasn't my fault. It just happened that way. But they really had a good time out here on the golf course. Did have the opportunity to talk to several of the golf legends that were here for the pro day yesterday, and all of them were commenting on what a challenging course this is. Now, these are women that play all over the country. Some even travel all internationally. And yet, what was the comment? A very challenging course. You need to use all the golf clubs in your bag. So you can't work with just a couple of them. So how about that? Pretty, pretty interesting. I'd love to be able to play Jan Stevenson. Do we have that queued up there, Andy?
We do.
Do we?
We do.
Okay, well, I'm hoping that he has it queued up. So if you're ready to hear it, I would love to be able to play Jan Stevenson. She, of course, is a huge star, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about her after we hear the interview. So you keep it right here on WCRS. Let's hear Jan Stevenson, one of the legends of the LPGA.
Hey, I'm here with Jan Stevenson. How are you doing today, Jan? Did you have a good time out there today?
I had a great time. I played with Jim Medford. We had a wonderful time. He played great. It was a beautiful golf course and really lucky with the weather.
I understand that he had inspiration this afternoon playing and putting very well today.
He did. We decided that whoever makes the first birdie gets a big hug from Blair and I. And so he was up there first, and he made a lot of putts. So he got a lot of hugs and kisses.
That's great. You know, you have done so many tremendous things in your past and everything. You know, everybody wanted to know, because we took kind of a poll, because we thought we might get this interview. Were you really posing in all those golf balls?
Absolutely. It took a long time to do that shoot. It was very uncomfortable. It was like a 2-hour shoot. They're not like bubbles. They're very heavy.
That was one of the things that I thought about. And the other thing, I heard about you and the hugging thing. I heard about that. Wasn't your idea?
No. It was spontaneous, and doesn't that make life interesting?
Absolutely it does. And the other thing, Jan, you know, you played with Stephanie
I played with Blair.
With Blair, yes, and Blair is right here. We're going to get to talk to Blair in just a moment. But your organization for young people to get into golf and everything, can you tell us just a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah, the Jan for Juniors. But you know what's so wonderful is that Jim has a better idea, and I think it's great, is that we become mentors to these young girls. Because they're really great. They really can play. And, you know, we've been on tour for so long, I actually think that we can actually teach them a lot about the little things, not obviously the golf part, but all the things about traveling and the little answers that it takes a while to learn.
Absolutely. And you're also working with the Arthritis Foundation?
I am. I had arthritis when I got in a car wreck, and then I broke my hand. And so I became an advocate for people with arthritis can exercise, and it's really been very successful. And now I have a new one now called Jan Stevenson's Crossroads, which is anyone that's in the crossroads of their life that if I can help them by raising some money through golf, then it might change their life. And I was wondering how it was doing, and then a woman came up to me and she showed me the picture of this young boy that had been a real problem, and I had raised money for him, and he just graduated med school, so I feel really good about that.
That is awesome. Well, you certainly changed the focus on golf, and you know, I think that's awesome, because I was reading over one of the things that you said. You said something about we had to realize what it took to sell, and that, as much as we hate to say it, sex does sell, doesn't it?
It does, you know, and it's not just women. I mean, you know, all the people.
Oh, we got all the beefcake out there.
Oh, well, yeah. You look at someone like Tiger Woods. I mean, the reason he's successful and Phil is they're, you know, they're good-looking men. They have the whole package, and it seems a little more that it has to be that way with women, but it is a way of life nowadays.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. So nice to talk to a legend. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, that's right. That was our interview with Jan Stevenson. It was fun to be able to talk to it. I tell you, last night, to be right out here where all these legends were coming in, I just feel so fortunate to have been able to, we didn't get to talk to all of them, but we got to talk to quite a group of them. But, you know, Jan Stevenson, she is from Sydney, Australia, originally. She lives in Windermere, Florida. She began her career on the Australian LPGA circuit, where she won 4 events. She designs golf courses. She became known as the first woman pro to do so, was honored among Golf Magazine's 100 Heroes during the 1988 Centennial of Golf in America celebration, recognized during the LPGA's 50th anniversary in 2000 as one of the LPGA's top 50 players and teachers. Her newest project is Jan for Juniors, and yes, she's gone on, and I think there's something cooking here about mentoring young Symetra, the young gals who are on the Symetra, which want to get into the LPGA. Of interest, you might find it very interesting that she was a contestant in the 2011 season of Dancing with the Stars, and of course, that was the Australian version. So I do believe she goes back to Australia on a pretty regular basis. She was inducted into the Sport Australia Hall of Fame in 1985. So she's been very, very, very active in golf. I think I even saw one of the articles I was reading about her said she thought she would have played better if she hadn't worked so hard in promoting golf for others. So she has been an incredible source of realizing what it takes. And, you know, our little conversation about that sex sells, well, you know, if you go on the internet, you can see some fun pictures of Jan Stevenson doing her thing. Yes, I think she even did a calendar at one time. That's right. But, you know, these weren't those blatant ones like they have today. They were more tasteful back in the day when things were a little bit more tasteful. But, Jan Stevenson, what a winner, what a champion of women's golf, and how she makes her itself today is pretty interesting. She is constantly helping out, and her foundation to help out those wanting to become professional golfers is pretty awesome too. So that's just a little bit about Jan Stevenson, but there sure is a whole lot more about Jan, and we're going to be talking a little bit more about that as time goes on. We also have coming up Blair O'Neill. That's right. Gorgeous young lady who you'll get to hear in the interview how she did dance, golf, modeling, and now back to golf, and how she puts it all together. In fact, now that I think of it, maybe it's Blair that has the calendar. I don't remember, but Jan certainly brought a lot of fun to golf and worked hard to make it as popular. I thought it was very interesting what she said about golf and the fact that why the LPGA just doesn't get the recognition that they get in the PGA. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. Right now we are going to hear South Carolina news and a word from our sponsors, so don't you go away.
Gold. Gold. More precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Straight down the middle. That's what I'm sure that most of these gals are hoping, that they can hit it straight down the middle this afternoon. I'm Ann Eller right here, broadcasting live from the links of Stony Point. Tomorrow is the big day, the big day. It's the first day of the tournament, and it's going to be going on through Sunday. Now, of course, on Sunday, folks, you got to bring Mom out here for the Mother's Day brunch. Hey, I just was over in the big air-conditioned tent they're setting up for an event this evening, and I tell you what, it is quite spectacular. So why not bring Mom to an event that is totally unique, totally different, right out here at the links of Stony Point? That's right. So what do you got to do? You got to call 942-0903. That's 942-0903, and make that reservation for Sunday, this Sunday, Mother's Day. That's right. What's going to be happening? Well, they're going to have seating starting at 9 o'clock, running till around 2 o'clock. They are going to be serving brunch, Mother's Day brunch. So you got to get Mom out here. What is the price? $25 for adults. $12 for children till 12, 6 to 12, and then for those 5 and under, you eat for free. Now, here's the deal. After you have this marvelous, sumptuous brunch, what are you going to want to do? Well, you are going to want to take Mom out on the golf course for the final round. I'm telling you what, you talk about going to the park, you talk about going to beautiful places, this is where you want to come, the links of Stony Point. Now, here is the deal. After you've had that lovely brunch, you bring everybody out. Mom gets to come out and be on the course for free. Every other adult is going to be $5, just $5. Isn't that amazing? I think that's pretty amazing. So you'll be able to come out. I was at an event last night. People were talking about this is a first-class event. And if any of you know Jim Medford, you know he only does things first-class and better than first-class. So it was a first-class event last night. It looks even more stunning out here today. Of course, the weather is definitely cooperating. Whew, it's a little warm out here right now, but still the weather is cooperating. And you're going to want to bring Mom out for the brunch and then go out and be on the course for the final round of the Symetra Tour. Now, there's 144 gals competing, and of course there will be a cut, and not everybody will play in the final round, but these gals are some of the best golfers around, and 10 of them, that's right, 10 of them out of the Symetra Tour itself will get their LPGA card to compete on the LPGA Tour. This is what they're all vying for. This is where they want to be. And I have talked to many of these golfers, talked to a lot of them last night, who were all telling me how great the course was, how challenging the course was, and how much they are looking forward to their potential to win $30,000. Now, the pot itself for this tour is $250,000 right now. First place, though, gets $30,000, and that's what makes that so awesome. That's right. It's the largest pot on the tour. Other things that I can tell you. We are looking at potentially having a very special guest here in just a little bit. Somebody who works behind the scenes but is very, very important and has had quite a career in working with golfers. So you're going to want to see if we can get him on the air. That's my mission right now. But right now, let's talk a little bit about Blair O'Neill. Everybody was talking about the fact that Blair was here in Greenwood. Now, she has some interesting questions and whatnot that have been asked of her, but she was in big breaks. She was in two big breaks. She's waiting. She said big break. She would love to, she's been on big break twice. She's actually won. Which one did she win? She's competing in big break, Dominican Republic and Prince Edward Island, and qualified for the final stage last 2 years, and she says it really, really is a grind. But we're going to talk a little bit more about Blair, but right now let's go ahead and hear Blair O'Neill right here on WCRS. It's a great interview, I think. I hope you enjoy it.
All right.
I love it. That was great.
Blair O'Neill, come on over here. Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I tell you what, so were you in on this hugging thing that was going on today?
Yes, and it worked out quite well, actually. A lot of putts were made and a lot of hugs and celebrations were had, so it was a good time.
You know, you have been doing this for how long now?
Well, I started playing out on this tour right out of college, and then I took like 5 years off to do modeling professionally, so then I just came back out, so this is my third full season out here on tour.
What an interesting combination. Went into modeling and then came back to golf. Does it make a difference when you're doing a swing or anything? Do you think about that from your modeling perspective?
Doesn't make any difference with my swing, but I've been able to blend the two, you know. I've been able to now do golfing and the modeling, so it's been a good combination for me.
Yes, I know. When I told people I was going to get to talk to you, and when we were talking about on the radio that you were going to be here, everybody was going, oh. So you are quite
nice.
Famous.
Oh, thank you. That's sweet of you. No, I've been really fortunate to have a lot of opportunities with, you know, Golf Channel. And
how about Big Break?
Oh, that was awesome. I was on it twice,
yes.
And I finished.
And you won.
And I won it, yeah.
Wow.
So that was even better. it was a great experience for me, and it really kind of made my transition from doing modeling full-time to golfing full-time. So it was a great opportunity for me, and it was a lot of fun.
You know, there's a lot of young gals out there. They would love to be what you're doing. You've done the modeling. You're doing the golf. How would you say somebody ought to try to pattern their life if they want to do some of these type of things?
You know, just a lot of practice. I mean, that's the obvious thing, but playing as many tournaments, as many competitive tournaments as possible. And, you know, just play a lot. And you got to have a love for it and a passion for it because it's tough and you have to have a lot of patience.
How did you get started in it?
My dad got me started. He put me in a junior golf clinic when I was 11, and I loved it from the start. Before that, I was doing all different types of dance pretty seriously, and I stopped doing the dance classes and I started taking golf lessons, and that was the end of that.
Do you think the dance helped with the golf at all? You know, they're always talking about other sports and everything.
You know, honestly, I do think it did, just for stretching, flexibility, and then hand and eye coordination, you know. I think it definitely helped, even at that young age. You know, it's kind of has carried into the golf, which is a great thing.
Absolutely. Well, thanks so much. Good luck. You're going to be here playing this week, aren't you?
I'll be here all weekend. So, yep, come out and watch.
Absolutely. It's going to be a treat. Thanks so much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
All right. Bye.
Oh, that's right. So there you go. That's Blair O'Neill. And she has, as I said, she's been on a big break. She actually won one of them. That's right. She won, I'm not sure which one she won. She won, she appeared on Big Break Prince Edward Island and Big Break Dominican Republic. So she won one of them and was first runner-up in the other. So that is pretty awesome. She is going to be here all weekend long. She is one of the golfers to watch this weekend, and she actually had to get an exemption, I guess, because she's kind of under contract right now with a Big Break. So this is awesome that she was able to come. And, of course, as I said earlier, Jim Medford made sure somehow, although he claims it was just a blind luck, that he ended up playing with Jan Stevenson and Blair O'Neill. Hey, you know, another neat aspect of this, Jim did say that he played the best golf of his life yesterday. That's right. So when you talk about great things happening out here, there are a lot of great things happening. And the energy and the enthusiasm is just great. You know, I told you a few minutes ago I went through the tent where they're going to be having the brunch on Sunday, and they're having some big VIP event. There's one going on tonight. So it looks marvelous. I saw some merchandise tents. Also, tomorrow there's all these tents will be manned. So you'll be able to come out here Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and get the taste of just like being at a big PGA tournament. You know, except some of these tournaments you can't even get into. But here, you can get in, and it's only $5. So why not make sure you put that on your list of things that you've got to do? That's right. Put it on a bucket list. Be the first year here and watch how it grows. I have it on good authority. They're already talking about how to make this bigger next year. I didn't think they were going to be able to make it bigger, but I understand they're already talking about it, and I heard some of the plans. I'm not going to spoil it, but it sounds like it could be even huger than it is this year. So be out here. Be the first. Make sure you get a ticket and keep it because, you know, someday you're going to be able to say, I was there the first year. And, of course, you don't want to miss the brunch. We have the great honor here of sitting here in the gazebo looking out on the practice range where they're the driving range where there are golfers out there. The gals are just out there one right after another whacking those balls, and sometimes the caddies are there or maybe it's a trainer out there with them. They also have a very interesting guy that works out here that does the repairs all the clubs, and he actually travels with the LPGA. But because they had so many legends coming in here and this is such a big event, they did decide to have him here. So he does an amazing job. He works with some of the equipment reps, but also does re-gripping and things like that for some of the gals. Then they have the LPGA sports medicine trailer out here. Now, if a gal is having some problem and needs some kinks worked out, or they've got a problem with a shoulder or any of the problems that you can have, they are right here to fix them up and get them back out on the field. This trailer actually travels with the LPGA. But again, this is the only women's event going on this week. So it's such a big event, they said, we want to bring it right here to the links of Stony Point. Also, do want to tell you, I heard last night at the event out here, one of the guys out there who has played golf all over the United States. I don't know, maybe he's played outside of the United States, but I know he's played all over the United States. He said, and he's an avid golfer, and he said, yesterday's experience playing with the legends, playing with the Symetra Tour gals, that this was one of the top five times that he has played golf. How's that for awesome? Pretty awesome. Yes, sirree. So that's what we've got going on here. And there's Stephanie Canoa walking right by, looking very spiffy in her Chico's clothing. Hope she had a good round this afternoon. You ready to roll? She's ready. She just told us she is ready to play. So how about that? You've seen Stephanie's picture all over Greenwood. If you've been at any of the things, whether it was out at Wesley Commons or the Y or the hospital, she has been out there just tirelessly promoting and trying to help people understand what it takes to be in good shape, to play golf, to keep yourself healthy so you can do some of these things. Hey, I tell you what, right now I think we ought to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and I'm going to run down and see if I can get this special guest on the air with you. So don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
We are getting ready for a fascinating interview. Although he has told me he just doesn't understand why everybody thinks he's so fascinating. But I am Ann Eller, and I am right here with... I am here with Paul. That's right, Paul. Well, you know, it looks kind of like Boehner. Is that right? Is it? Well, Paul, how are you doing today?
I'm doing very well, thank you. How are you today?
Very good. Now, I understand that you get to travel. You're actually with the LPGA, and you travel with them, but you're on loan here this weekend for the Symetra Tour because it's such a big tour right here.
Well, that's exactly what happens when we have a week off with the LPGA and I can swing it through the area. Then I try to stop in with Symetra whenever I get a chance.
But have you always been working on golf clubs?
No, I have not. This is the second career.
What did you do in your first career?
I worked in the oil field for about 17 years before I got into the golf business.
And where exactly was that?
Pretty well anywhere that has oil and gas.
Did you go to Alaska?
I did go up there. Came back home very quickly.
And why did you come back home very quickly?
It was cold. I'm a southern boy.
You're a southern boy. Now, where are you from?
I'm from Texas.
From Texas. So how did you end up with this career then if you were an oil man and now you repair and fix grips and this type of thing for the gals on the LPGA? Is that correct?
That is correct. I got bored with the oil field when it got all... the technology going and decided the golf business would be easier. Then I came out here as a 2-week replacement in 99.
So do you ever get to play golf?
Oh, no. No, I hate golf.
Well, I just wondered because I've talked to so many people that are backup people and everything, and they never really get to play, but they do a lot of good work. Now, what exactly do you do for the golfers, for the women golfers?
Well, the main part of what I do coming out here is the maintenance on their equipment. They're not privy to a lot of the grips and shafts and things like that that we'd have on the LPGA. So we try to maintain their clubs. We're giving them new grips. We're checking their lie angles as much as I can. I've probably done close to 100 sets in the last 3 days, so...
There's 144 golfers out here, right? You've got over two-thirds of them here.
Yeah, there's another day, too. So we're averaging right at, a full field.
Now, I was just curious because I was down there. You actually travel with a whole trailer, and it's all, I guess I'm going to use the word tricked out, shall we say, with all the equipment that you need to do this type of work.
Yeah, it's a mobile repair shop we set up about a year before I came out here actually. So it's been with me the whole time I've been here, and we can do almost anything on a golf club, and some things we shouldn't do on a golf club on that thing. So it's been very handy for me.
Very handy. So you come from Texas and you travel with the LPGA. After this, where will you be going?
On Friday, I head up to Williamsburg, Virginia for the Kingsmill event. Up there for a week and then start the real travel again.
Well, you know, as far as traveling and doing this job, I'll bet you probably have some fascinating stories about golfers and whatnot. anything that you could share with us on the radio? Aaron is standing over here going, cut, cut, cut. But any good, you know, fun story that you could share that maybe you've got for us?
Well, we have a rule in the trailer that what's said in the trailer stays in the trailer. So
that sounds like Las Vegas.
Way more fun than Vegas. The odds are so stacked against you in that trailer, it's ridiculous.
But, I'm sure that the girls afterwards that are having it done, that are having their clubs fixed and everything, do they come back and thank you and say, wow, what a difference that made?
This is such a great situation for me because these kids are still playing for the love of the game and they're very thankful for the work that I do on the clubs. I get more thank you notes and we appreciate you being out here every time. It just makes me feel good to come out here.
Sure, and that's what I was thinking, that probably you've probably changed some lives because of the work that you've been able to do on their clubs and fixed them up so they're in better shape, huh?
I don't want the blame or the credit, either one. I'm right there in the middle.
So are you the only one that actually travels with the LPGA doing this club type work?
As far as the club repair, yes, I am the program. The manufacturers on the LPGA, Callaway, TaylorMade, Titleist, all work out of that trailer. So, you know, if you've been to a PGA event, they have 20 trailers. Well, we have one trailer to take care of the same amount of work that those 20 trailers do. So,
what do you think about the fact that the PGA gets all the big dollars and all the big exposure and the big 20 trailers, and there we have the LPGA, and, you know, we have fantastic golfers on the LPGA. I mean, there's fantastic golfers out here. When do you think? Are they ever going to get to some of the bigger money and the bigger sponsors? I talked with Jan Stevenson yesterday, and she was saying that that it's just grandfathered in, I guess, for a lack of a better way to say it, because the PGA has been going for so long. What do you think about the LPGA's future for getting that more exposure, getting it on TV and whatnot?
As far as parity with the PGA, probably not in my lifetime. But it is getting better every year. I've seen the great times, and I've seen the poor times, and we're back on the way up to the great times again, I believe. Our leadership, our people, staff, like Aaron, has helped this tour so much that we're just, the word is out there. We're building momentum, and it's going to be better than it has been in a long time. So, but as far as what do I think? I don't think about the PGA.
You don't think about the PGA?
I got my girls. I don't need the PGA.
It's going to be a pretty neat position here. I'm just going to say this. I know I'm not going to get any comment from you. To be a guy traveling with all this, all these gals, fixing the clubs and doing everything, it's going to be a pretty awesome job.
It's like traveling with my grandchildren. They're about that age nowadays. The youngest player I have on the LPGA wasn't born when I started this job. So.
Now, that's pretty interesting, Paul, because you look like you're pretty well preserved then.
I'm not allowed to comment on that, right, Aaron? I've done as good as I can.
I'm just saying, you know, you look like you look like you love your job, too.
Being around young keeps you young. So, yeah, I do love this job. Just, you can't tell anybody.
Can't tell anybody that you love your job?
No.
You have to be a crouchy old man and act like you don't like it and everything, is that it?
You have been to my trailer.
I did get to go through it, so yes, it is pretty awesome. In fact, we might come down and just get a little video of it just to show the people how it is set up so neat, if that would be okay.
Welcome, then lock up when you're done.
Lock up when I'm done, okay. Well, if we can't do it today, we will be out here tomorrow, so maybe we can do that. Paul Boehner, thank you so much for talking to us here today. I know that a lot of people are looking forward to it. What has been your experience out here at the Links of Stony Point so far as being on the tour and everything? What have you thought about how they've set it up for a first-year tournament? What do you think?
It's probably the best set-up first-year event I've ever seen. The enthusiasm, the people just love having them here, which they should, but it's really been quite unique from what I've seen in the past. So this should be a lot of fun for a lot of years.
Well, thank you very much, Paul Boehner. I know you do an awesome job for the gals, and I know, like you said, you get lots of thank you notes and appreciation. And we appreciate the fact that you took a few minutes to talk to us on the air. It's been a real pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much. Nice to meet you, too.
All right. This is WCRS. I want to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Layaway. We've done it for over 30 years here at Sharp Facets Gallery. So whether it's Christmas, a birthday, an anniversary, or just because, we know layaway every day. Come see us today at Sharp Facets Gallery. Need more info? Call us 229-6613. That's 229-6613.
Oh, that's right, Straight Down the Middle. In case you'd like to know what that song is, it is Straight Down the Middle by Frank Sinatra. We decided to kind of make it our theme here for this week on the radio out here at the beautiful links of Stony Point. You know, the big, big tournament starts tomorrow, folks, so I certainly hope you are going to put it on the calendar Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. You'll be able to come out here and watch professional golf like only the Links of Stony Point would put together on a first-year tournament. One of the things that I keep hearing from the professionals that are here, whether it's Paul, whether it's some of the other people I've talked to out here, they are so impressed with how this tournament has come together, particularly as a first year. You know, one of my concerns was when Jim Medford started telling me all the things that they were doing out here is how you're going to top it. Well, you know what, folks? They're already talking about next year and how they're going to top it. We have a tremendous event scheduled out here, and you need to put it on your calendar. Don't forget, the Mother's Day brunch is this Sunday, starting at 9 o'clock to 2 o'clock. You need to call and make a reservation, 942-0903. That's 942-0903. Please make that reservation today so you'll be able to be out here. After you have fed Mom, you probably are going to say, oh, we need to get out and walk around. Well, where are you going to go? Right out here on the golf course. Mom gets to go out for free. All other adults are $5. Kids 12 and under get in for free. So come out, enjoy this spectacular environment on Sunday for Mother's Day, for Mother's Day brunch. Mother's Day brunch, how much does it cost? $25 for adults. Children 6 to 12 are $12, and 5 and under are free. It's going to be beautiful, it's going to be unique, and you've got to figure out a way to wow Mom. This is it. You're going to go out and eat. You might as well eat in a spectacular environment. Hey, I tell you what, you know what? I am Ann Eller. I'm going to be back in the morning. I hope you enjoyed our little interview with Paul Boehner. We are going to have some more interviews out here tomorrow afternoon, and we're going to see if we can get a little video on Paul's setup out there because it is pretty cool. He didn't divulge any secrets, but he did give us a good interview, and I hope you enjoyed it. That's going to do it for us out here at the Links of Stony Point. I'll be back in the morning by 8:15 or so. That's right. And then I will be back out here tomorrow afternoon. So what else we got? Anything else I need to tell you about? I think not. Tomorrow, of course, there's going to be a concert in Uptown Greenwood. There's also going to be the Pub Crawl Friday night in Uptown Greenwood. So this is a golfing weekend in Greenwood. We are very fortunate to have it right here in Greenwood. That's going to do it for me. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.